Broadcast Network, AfterBuzz TV, over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, Boardwalk fans. Episode 5... The King of Norway. Wow, it was pretty intense episode. It was a funny episode. A lot happened. A lot of plot points moved. Initial reactions. What do you guys think? First of all, across from me,
Kevin Undergaro,
Bethany Jaber,
and I'm Charlie Behrens. And now, initial thoughts about this. What I think is an awesome episode. Those are my initial thoughts.
Yeah, I'm still waiting to see an episode of Boardwalk that's not awesome, but yeah, it was amazing and it was fun, and you know, it was a little startling to see the 1897.
Yeah.
Nucky, and I just wonder if you guys weren't off put by the prosthetic teeth.
Yeah.
Or if that, I'd love to get a composite next to Buscemi to see
what he looked like.
Well, no, just to see the teeth.
Oh,
to me that was the most startling, because they just were so white.
Yeah,
and I would like to see. And then, by the way, this is totally shallow on my part. I just like to see. I wonder how much they did to really mask, you know, his dental structure for the show, or did it? Because initially it looked a little cartoony to me. I was just a little taken back, and the actor's doing a great job. And
I thought the actor was phenomenal, especially getting those little nuances that Nucky has with the eyes, and like how he closes his mouth when he's thinking, and even in an intense like negotiation with Mabel's father, he had all those down. It was really amazing. But the teeth, Bethany, what'd you think?
I don't know. It's so hard to. I mean, they did the best that they could with it. It's always going to be jarring, whether it's accurate or it's not. It's just you picture this person a certain way, and so when you see them younger, it's a little, I don't know. It takes you out of it, but it only took me out of it for like 30 seconds, and then I'm right back in it. So
I got used to it shortly after the pig incident, which we'll get to in a second. But let's start off talking about Jillian, which was interesting. I mean, I think so. She's at this mental ward, and there are the head honchos trying to cure the patients, and they're using some very questionable methods. Kevin, what do you think when the patient had that big scar here? What was your reaction?
I was horrified. And I felt so sorry for the helplessness of the females in knowing it's back then. I mean, we're just now admitting that mental illness is a true illness.
Right.
So back then, I mean, they weren't going to be very compassionate. I was just only imagining the horrible things that they could do, especially to females.
Right. You double up on the inequality, mental patients and...
I mean, we're only maybe two generations away from a husband being able to go. My wife is crazy, and people would actually put her away. That was enough. That was enough for a woman to go into a quote unquote, oh God, forgive me for saying this, but nut house, as they call them. Mm-hmm. And it's just it's really, I found that to be the most disturbing part of the episode, because it just rings so true. Of here's a perfect, I mean, yes, Gretchen Mol's character has done some really atrocious things to be there, so let's not forget that.
Yes.
But no, she does not necessarily belong in an institution.
And we also know she was, in a sense, a victim to begin with. Not that it made it okay to go and do all the things she did, but she was a victim to begin with her, her with the Commodore.
Yeah,
you know,
so. Absolutely.
Well, and that's what I was thinking, too, because why is she in this season? I think we're going to see the answer to that. Because so far she hasn't done a whole lot but hang out in this, you know, in this institution. Mm-hmm. But Nucky was the one who introduced the 13-year-old Jillian to the Commodore, and that's what started her early pregnancy with Jimmy, correct?
Yes.
Is that right? So I think that we're going to see that play out in one of these next three episodes. By the way, there are only three episodes left after tonight, which is... I can hear Kevin's heart breaking from here.
Sorry.
We'll get to see a baby Jimmy.
Maybe. Yeah, well, yeah. What do you guys think? Do you think we'll bring in that portion? I know we're not at predictions yet, but I think that's a reason we're seeing this Jillian storyline being played out.
I don't know if we'll need to see the baby because we know that happens.
Right.
I think we're going to see the him, Lucky, doing the dirty deed, setting up the Commodore with Jillian.
Yeah.
Definitely, we're going to see that. We're going to see what happened with his first wife, who we see was a very nice partner to begin with.
She's very, she's like almost abrasive. I really like her.
She's standing up.
Very well spoken. She's very right? put together.
Progressive, standing up to the, you know, very strong female and educated. She's a teacher, and you know back then, you know, I know this even happened with my mom. But, you know, the smarter women, you were told, okay, great, you're smart. Okay, nurse, teacher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, that's how it went. So, you know, I'm sure she's very intelligent. And
stripper.
Trying to, what's that?
Nurse, teacher, stripper, prostitute.
Yeah. We have I was to, like, did you just say
just
stripper?
No, the, you, left out, you left out spectrum. Housewife, yeah. which is what it was. It was A, B, or C. You yes. know, and that's why when I look at, back in history and I find the women that did become doctors and writers, and, I mean, I have such respect for them to have mm-hmm. broken through,
yeah.
you know, back then.
Yeah, the Emily Dickinsons of the world.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, and it definitely seems like she has, you know, that is the love of Nucky's life. He has referred to her in every season, including the first one when he just saw his current wife. He referred to her as Mabel. And then I think that conversation that he has with her father that really sets sort of his purpose in life a little bit. And this is just my opinion. I'm going to ask you about it in a second. But when he was like, you have to prove it to me, the next scene, he's knocking on his boss's door saying, how do I do it? And I think that he's going after his love, which is Mabel. And I feel like a lot of things he's done throughout his life is for his love, Mabel, in some weird way or another. What do you guys think? Is
I
that
agree.
Taking
I think,
too much?
No, I think that's what started it. And then somewhere, like all of us, he got away from that. Mm-hmm. And he's just going through he doesn't know what is driving him so much anymore. I mean, we see it's Mabel. It's some of the other things we saw in his early childhood
yeah.
that drive him. It was very astute, I thought, of the father-in-law-to-be saying, you know what people like to hear. But you don't know what you want. You know, you don't know, you know, and, yeah. I feel like to this day, Nucky does not know what he wants, but he does know what people like to hear.
It's true. He's always been a great, excuse me, a great politician. And that's
salesman,
what he did best.
Right.
Salesman, yeah.
Everything.
And we see that through. Bethany, what do you think?
Oh,
sorry. What do you think
sorry.
About? let me rephrase that question. What do you think about sort of what motivates Nucky in terms of this conversation with Mabel's father?
It's what. How do I say this? I'm trying to find the right words for it. We don't necessarily, or I hate to make this assumption for all of us, but you know, you don't do a lot for yourself. You know, it's usually it's just enough. You're like, okay, I'll wake up, I'll make breakfast. But when it's for somebody else, we start to go above and beyond, and then our ethics and morals start to get away from ourselves. And this is really the incarnation of that. Like his ethics and morals are going to get away from him, but he's going beyond. He's doing it for somebody else, and that's I think a lot of us function that way. I think that's just really natural and human.
Yeah.
So it's beautiful and sad.
Yeah. Well, it's very interesting. I especially the breakfast thing, that makes a lot of sense.
Right? You're like, oh, I'll just have cereal. But if somebody's with you, you're like, what do you want? Do you want a waffle?
Right.
Do you want an omelet? Like, can I get you something? And
yeah.
And then it goes into providing and just all of that stuff. So, you know, I really, really wish that the first season had let us see early Nucky. Because mm-hmm. I had some trouble really, I guess, relating to him or adapting to him in the first couple of seasons. And now that I get this in the fourth season, I'm just so in love with his character. And I wish I had these reveals a little bit early on, but that's just me.
I would agree with you. I love this 1897. And actually, a little older, Nucky, that's probably early 1900s storyline.
Yeah. Right?
Good math, Charlie. Let's talk about one last point on the late 1800, early 1900 situation. What about bookending the episode, essentially? It wasn't the exact last scene with finding the pig and then finding Halligan. Is that his name, Halligan?
Yeah, Halligan. That's...
Something close to that?
Yeah, and he called Nucky a moon calf. And I looked it up. And
no,
it's
no, no,
like,
that was the Commodore.
Was it the Commodore?
Who said to the sheriff when Nucky was outside.
Oh.
He said moon
yes.
calf. He called him a little slick.
You're right. You're totally right.
Yeah, something about finding his hat.
It's,
I forget.
Yeah. I just checked it real quick. It's an aborted calf fetus. Like that's
a moon calf. Is?
Yeah, a moon calf.
Of
I don't
all
know.
The things to
this
Google,
is a,
I,
that's,
but you know
now
what?
We know.
That ties back to Jillian and the Dr. Cotton.
Oh, that's true.
You know what I mean? And like what went on there? Just
this kind of gross.
Yeah, but do you think there's just in terms of seeing the pig, then seeing Halligan, who I think it was? Do you think that just says, okay, we see Nucky is tying the pieces together of what the Commodore is doing, and he's looking for his way to get into that.
Yes, of course. Yeah, like, yeah it yeah. makes more money to get him to his gold to impress Mabel's dad and get Mabel. So, I mean, you know, who knows? Maybe the pig is the cop. It's all that stuff.
But I also really love that, you know, Nucky's approach was like, let's like hire more men and like make a bigger thing out of this. And they were like, no, we're just going to knock off the person at the top. Like,
right.
you're going like you're going to just kick people out of town and make it really safe and simple. And we don't really play by those rules.
No, so. That's very interesting. I didn't even think about that because, you know, he was trying to make some semblance of maintaining the law. Because he's wearing the badge, but those aren't the rules the Commodore plays by.
Yeah, just get rid of the head of the snake.
Right, exactly. Go ahead.
No, we should probably, like with Jillian, right, we should probably go, you know, we should talk about Dr. Cotton. And, you know, what'd you guys think of, you know, her meeting with this guy trying to say she's sane? And obviously he's going to say, no, you're not. And actually what he was saying seemed sound, but he seems like a notorious figure. For what he just did to the other female patient, correct?
Yeah, exactly. I was actually wondering about that scene because Jillian, I think we all know she played it a little bit to get that insanity plea. So she's still in a good frame of mind. And the question really becomes, is she trying to play Dr. Cotton to just get out of there? She knows something about that scar that she had just seen. Do you think she's trying to use it as blackmail? Do you think she knows that they're going to do some weird thing to her?
I don't know. I'm going to give it a go. I think she's terrified. She's just doing any. She saw that scar and she's like, I'm next. So I might as well try to get out of here. I don't know if she has a plan.
She seems scared.
Yeah.
It didn't seem like the Jillian who was in control had the plan. It didn't seem like the Black Widow Jillian. Yeah. It seemed like someone who was really scared and was genuinely trying to get out of there. Mm-hmm. I was saying, God, is she going to hit on this guy? I was waiting to see what was her angle. But now, knowing her, she's gonna pull something. She's going to make a comeback to the old Jillian. And I think, you know, remember when it was ending and her trial was going on last season, she was getting publicity.
Right.
For being a victim. And do you remember that? And then, obviously, that played off in a way that got her not to be gassed, but to be able to be in a mental institution rather than, you know, dying.
Yeah.
But it'll be interesting to see, you know, with the way she can manipulate people and crowds, and I don't know if she can expose what's going on in there. I don't know. I feel like she'll spin it around.
I just think it's very unique that they could have easily just made reference to the fact that she's in a hospital in this season, but they've spent a lot of time with her over and over again, so...
No, you're right. I mean, there's so many people that... I mean, there's so many storylines that they could have chased after or went with, and they chose her. So it's, you know, I'm excited to see it come alive because I feel like they've laid all the pipe and they've given us all the information they possibly can. Like, I don't think we need any more information. We just need...
Right.
We need some some, I guess, game time.
Well, and I think that was the catalyst, like you were saying, Kevin, and I didn't view it this way initially, but I'm glad you said it, just the way that she's seeing, like, okay, I am, this is going to happen to me, you know, because he was talking about syphilis, it's in the body, and then it pops up, it can come and go away, just like mental illness, we need to find it in the body and get it out. I think that's to her saying, this is going to happen to you. So now she's right up against a wall. And then what does she do? And when, as we know...
Oh, they're all doomed. Yeah. I'm just saying, I know I'm getting into predictions maybe off next week. I bet on Jillian.
I would bet on Jillian,
Her storyline doesn't fizzle out where she becomes a test patient, tortured. And,
No. Well, I'm excited to see where it goes. And again, where it balances with 1897. Anything more on Jillian, guys?
No, she's my she's been my favorite this whole time. So I'm just really thrilled.
I also think, and this is totally my opinion, but I think it's Gretchen Mol. She's a star, and I have a funny feeling that Terrence Winter genuinely likes her.
Yeah.
As an actor, and this happens so much from my experiences in Hollywood, where certain times characters get killed off and it's just story.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's times, we've talked about it, Beth, on some of the shows we've done, and then there's times where I know for a fact they're killed because they just give a lot of grief to the people they work with. People just don't want to work with them anymore. Or if they've gotten another job, but usually if you get another job, you've heard of that. But a lot of times it's that. But the reverse is also true.
Mm-hmm.
There are times that when the guy or girl is your muse, or you just get along well with them, or you're in sync with them, you'll keep them going. I have nothing to base that on.
Right.
But I feel like that's true.
I would want to write for her. I'd want to write for her until I was, like, blue in the face. Because the character they've created is just,
But I feel like it's beyond. I feel like he personally likes her a lot.
Yeah. And you know what? She's a strong female character, and the show has a lot of strong male characters, so she also balances that out. And she's great. So, well, let's get going to Nucky, Chalky, and Harlem. And I don't even know where to begin. Why don't we begin with just Nucky and his reintroduction to Chalky? That was a very interesting scene from where we last left them. One was on the run. The other was just figuring his stuff out. And I thought it was I didn't expect Chalky to take that money that Nucky offered. Did you guys expect that?
Absolutely.
You were expecting him to take it?
Yeah, he hasn't seen that much money in so long. He doesn't have a choice. That's why he's there. He has to take the money.
And the fact that he asked and said, why? We don't have any business. And he just said, because we're friends.
Yeah.
It was
a sweet line.
Yeah, I think it was.
I don't envision them as friends. But he's a politician, Nucky.
He's a politician, but I know I've always said he has heart.
Yeah.
In there.
Yeah.
And when we see the late 1800s version of him, we know that he had heart, and we see it. And so I've always felt it. I've always rooted for it. And there are times he hasn't, where he's flipped the switch with Jimmy, and, you know, maybe when he killed him, he said, I don't care. But, you know, but I never believed that, because he just always showed heart in different places. So I buy it, and I'm also grateful for it, because I've always said that those two are great together.
Yeah. No, I definitely like them together. I just thought that of all the pride that Chalky had, I guess it shows, too, that he's out of pride. Zero.
No, because let's say it was Narcisse who offered that money.
Oh, yeah.
Well, would he have shown the pride? No.
No.
Right.
Yeah. That goes too deep, yeah.
Also, like, I don't know, this is a side thing, but I do feel that you sometimes you might hate a lot of people, but you just kind of double down on just one person, you know? I mean, Nucky, was mad at and disappointed, blah, 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 but Narcisse.
Yeah.
Is the one that...
Right.
Yeah. So I think his mind is... Where's Narcisse? I have to get to Harlem. And then, of course, we see he goes right there.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Walking in, seeing the girl, seeing his old girlfriend. Pretty intense. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I'm was just so surprised that they recuperated so quickly from. I mean, they mentioned it in the scene when he opens the door. He's like, "Yeah, we got kind of shot up last week, but I'm like, that was quick. Wow, you're just like back in business.
Back in business.
That's how you got to pay for it.
Like 7 days, like a whole new set of girls. Everybody's working.
Eight episodes. We don't have a lot of time to tell a story.
Got to get the whorehouse back up and running. Yeah. Come on.
It's just already.
Yeah. No, that's a funny note. But we saw a little bit in the teaser, the Narcisse holding his arms out like this. I can only imagine how that encounter is going to go, and I'm excited for it. But we saw, I think, a little bit of love between Chalky and I forget her name. I cannot remember.
Is that his daughter? That's the question, isn't
it?
Right? Mm-hmm. Is that his daughter? Because it's
that would explain the love.
Yeah.
I did not think so.
Because the time has enough time has passed that she's around the right age for it. I think that's the big question.
Could be the daughter. Good.
Oh boy! All right, my mind just got blown. Okay.
I don't know. And so at that point, what do you do?
Good.
No, I was just going to say I'm glad I'm not Chalky and have to make that decision. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, like Jillian, I bet on Chalky.
Yeah. No, I agree.
So I'd still bet on Chalky.
I agree with you.
And I think that the writers, I know Terrence Winter loves that character because he said that's the character he wishes he could write more for.
Yeah.
He wishes he could break off and do his own show with, and I actually think he could. So... he's great.
Are those your fingers crossed over there, hoping for the actual show?
How great would it be, honestly, to go to see the Cotton Club be formed, or, you know, that whole, that's a world, you guys, that we've never seen.
Yeah.
50 Cent's doing Power on Showtime, which is modern day nightclub, urban, and it's great. But I would love to see, you know, Harlem back then was amazing.
Yeah.
It'd be fun.
It would be a fun show. Well, let's move a little bit from Harlem. We actually passed up Chicago, and Chicago is one of the biggest I would argue the biggest momentum happened in Chicago.
Yep, absolutely. Oh boy.
I want to start Chicago off, and then we can dive deeper into the most bizarre dinner conversation ever.
Husband?
Yeah, husband.
Oh, she
you turned. Come over and fix the roof by yourself. That's not awkward. What would you guys think?
Well, I was sad because I loved her as a wife for so long, and then to see
she stood by him in the worst times,
like she's the husband. We will figure it out. Like she was great, and to see her, you could see where a character like his would wear her down, and make her starve for a real man, and you know, not that like piece of wood or whatever he is, you know, in that complex figure. And then, you know, she's this unusually abrasive and acerbic at the table, and now we know why, because obviously she had relations and probably her mind ran away, and when she sees the old wife not only come back, but come back pregnant, I think that made her like, okay, I'm going to be, you know.
Right. And just... real quick, my favorite line in the whole thing was, what did the kid say? My grandma was a ballerina and she died or something?
Yeah, my mother.
My mom, it's, my mother was
my
a ballerina.
My real mother was a ballerina.
And she died.
Yeah.
I was like,
And you know, it was interesting the way they, showing Eli, such a drunk, and they were showing these weird images, which of course we'll find out was probably the picture of the King of Norway.
Mm-hmm.
But he was just so inebriated. And I think going back to, again, the 1800s version of himself and, you know, seeing how he's happy to have a ninth baby and how much he loves the wife, I think that it really was an accident. I think it really just all got to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Al Capone lifestyle, the murdering, being away from his family, what he's done in his past, where, again, he said back in the 1800s, I wish we never left. You know,
right.
Remember he said that? And it's, I feel like he just wished he could have been a sheriff in their little town, raised their nine kids, seen them all go off, become grandparents, and he got away from that, and so he drinks himself into oblivion, and of course this attractive woman comes on to him, he's weak, and makes this mistake and, you know. And
sees the King of Norway in all its glory.
Thank you, Mike August, for pointing out the King of Norway was somebody who thought, I think he thought he had rights to, he was war hungry and he thought he had a right to the English throne. That was his big thing. He thought the king, you know. Anyway, what do I have it here? This is what Mike said. King Harald Hardrada, who was the King of Norway, and believed he had the right to the English throne because he was related to King Canute, who ruled England from 1016 to 1032. Harald was war-happy with a taste for violence and was very powerful. This may play into the Boardwalk Empire struggle for New York. Thank you, Mike August.
Thank you, Mike August. So, yeah, anyway, that plays in beautifully, I think. Yes, Bethany?
Now, I'm just really curious about Nucky and Eli, and because the first two seasons, for maybe I'm getting a little off subject, were really for me just about the two brothers. You know, they'd bring them apart and they'd bring them together to collide. They'd bring them apart and they'd, in the second season again, they'd, you know, Eli tried to kill Nucky. I'm wondering if we're gonna go this way. Is this still a show about two brothers? Is it? That's my question.
I mean, I think that's an interesting question. I don't think there are enough episodes left to make this season about the two brothers. That's my own personal thought, because right now they're setting up, those guys are going to, you know, pin Capone for tax evasion. Mm. And is there enough time to then?
No, I think it's a show about this Nucky struggle, you guys, for what he wants. Mm-hmm. You heard it tonight. You don't know what you want. Yeah. You don't know what you want. It's for what he wants. Do you want to be a gangster? Do you want to be a family man? Do you want to be an important man? Do you want to be a wealthy man? You know, that's, I think, ultimately what this is. And I think, and this is more in a prediction, we'll talk about predictions, you know, but the general prediction is, and we talked about it last week, is the writing is on the wall. The gangsterism, alcohol's going away, gangsterism, it's just not working. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what probably would work was the strength in numbers, as Joe Kennedy said, family, friendship. For Nucky, you know, we're friends, Chalky. I think that's what is going to work. And maybe it's going to mean not the money and power, but you'll get to leave with your life and you'll be rich in terms of your life. I think that's a long-term prediction. But.
Right. Well, speaking of leaving with your life, Nucky almost did not leave with his life back in New York.
With Dorio. Can we go back to Chicago, though?
Yeah, because let's go back to Chicago.
There's a lot of interesting things going on there, which I was hoping we would see. I think Edward G. Robinson, he's talking about the actor to play him in Little Caesar. I was like, oh, God, please show me a young Edward G. Robinson. I don't know if we'll get to see that. We might, because we know Al is out. They're going to break into the safe to get the records while Al is out entertaining his Hollywood people, which is very cool. We saw him constipated, which we all concluded was cocaine. Obviously, symbolism involved in that. And then the roaches to his accountant. And then them cornering, picking up Eli and Van Alden and getting them in the room. And just wasn't just so great how Van Alden handled it, you know, with the... Like, stop staring at me. Like, it's an accident. Oh, okay. You're laughing because it was funny.
It was brilliant.
I just thought the entire Chicago scene was hilarious. Van Alden is for starting off being one of the most hated characters in the show in terms of like wanting Nucky to win. He's just come around and come around again, and he's so funny. And this last episode just proved it.
I mean, wouldn't it be great if he pulls this off and can, I'd love to
be
see
an agent again.
Maybe
we were all wrong and the show's just about Van Alden.
I would watch that show as well. I'd be okay with it.
It'll be interesting to see if we revisit his obsession for Margaret in these next three episodes. You know, it's just going to all be interesting.
I totally wish I didn't forget about that, but I did. That's awesome. So, I love my favorite line with him and his kid was like, that would sound a lot better about 4 feet that way.
It's great.
He's just hilarious. He's a great character.
What I appreciate the most about him is he's always honest. Mm-hmm. He's never anything but 100% honest. And I mean, not everybody always, I mean, is in this series. And he's just, that's, I think that's the beauty of him.
Yeah. I mean, of course, a lot of his life is built on lies. But even, like, it's like the fact that his face is telling the truth all the time. He's 100%. Usually upset. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am not good, personally going to live in fear of anyone. Yes, wife. You know, yes, wife.
Yes. So that was the funny. Other one. So oh, it's so well written too. That.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
Yeah, that was a good impression too.
It's going to be great to see what ends up happening when they went. You know, next week, and I think someone had told me that they had HBO teased the finale. Which is this might be a spoiler, but they did tease the finale. It's out there that some of it's going to take place with the Al Capone trial.
Oh, wow!
Oh, you caught that?
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Man!
Well, it's courtroom scene.
I must have blinked.
You know? Anyway. Anyway, so I don't know. I always get excited when we go to Chicago.
Yeah,
and I'm more excited next week because if they have to go crack that safe, it's going to be interesting. And I feel like. We're going to see some of the Hollywood people with Al and them. I don't know. I feel like, I don't know. It'll be cathartic. I don't think it's going to be in and out.
Well, we know that before he gets arrested or when that happens, he's going to go out with a bang of some sort. Mm-hmm. And entertaining. He's just, they always find a way to make him, and you know, starting his scenes today on the toilet is hilarious. His interaction with his crew just walking around his bathrobe. He always finds some just hilarious way of making the gangster thing happen. I don't know.
I don't know how Stephen Graham is not nominated for an Emmy. I really don't. I mean, it's beyond me. I don't know how that works, but maybe that could happen this year or next year. Yeah. We'll see.
So should we go to Nucky and his meeting? Are we ready for that?
Yes.
All right. Wow.
Yeah.
So Nucky and
Torio.
Well, Torio sets him up.
But he maybe meets with Torio and they have a discussion. And he's like, I'm your friend. I'm going to go with you. Did you know Torio was playing him?
No. I felt like an idiot because I should have.
I thought Torio had dementia. Like, because he felt, it seemed like he was forgetting things.
No.
And so I was so confused.
He was nervous. He was nervous. And that's why I just love the Nucky character because he said, you already said that. Oh yeah, right.
Okay.
He was unnerved.
That is going to be one of those where I go back and watch the episode and be like, of course.
Well, because Tori, remember, was not Al. He was the one that wanted to get away from the gangster life. Yeah. He wanted to get away from the. So I could see where especially at his age and for where they were painting his character, it would be troubling for him to basically sell out Nucky, who he liked. And he was doing that, and that's why he was kind of, all over the board.
Right. And he was, maybe he was trying to do a two-prong attack on Nucky. First was just gathering info on what Nucky wanted and how to get him out, you know, the old-fashioned way. And the other was just appealing to who he was and saying, you're an old man, you know, do what I'm doing and just retire.
Right.
I don't know.
But he probably was. No, and he probably said, you're right, I'm going to hang it up. But Nucky was like, no, Yeah.
Bethany, did you see this coming?
No, I really thought he was just getting old and forgetting, so I guess I didn't catch. Doesn't he end up in Italy?
History says he does.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I think, I don't know. And that's the problem with knowing historical facts. Not that I know a lot of them, but then
the ones you do know are problematic.
I just make assumptions. And so I don't know. I did not catch that at all. And, but why was he? Can you answer that for me? Cause why was he setting up Nucky?
Because I just think the balance of power is far stronger when you have the new Italian mob, the syndicate with Lucky, with Meyer. There, the Muppet Babies have come alive.
Mm-hmm.
They're putting together something very strong, and he just went on the stronger. He bet on the stronger team. Lucky is a half a gangster.
Right? He's Malta.
Yeah, which he's Malta. No, that was great. Yeah. That was a great analogy.
Which I do appreciate. They in the 1897 storyline, they were kind of tilting their hand at that. Like, the powers that be are stronger in New York. They just are.
Yeah.
And, like, how do we keep it in our hands still? So that was a nice balance.
Yeah.
I'm catching on, guys. I'm catching on.
Well,
we should talk about Margaret.
Oh, yeah. Should we? Should we jump in?
I don't know. I didn't want to cut you off. I just want you to forget about Margaret.
No, I won't. I won't. So we have this big shootout. I don't know how Nucky.
Well, they have the sit down exchange, they drink their wine.
The Malta thing, which was
awesome.
Great.
You're Malta. We'll just, you're not under, right, Roman.
Right. You're an island unto yourself. And we were talking, I think, before the episode, that Nucky is just an island. He's this rock, you know, and he's not Irish enough. He's not Italian enough. He doesn't have the friends he needs. And, so that obviously was
and thank God,
true for everyone.
The new bodyguard saves his life.
That new bodyguard's amazing.
I know.
Yeah.
He should join the Secret Service. They're in need of it. So anyway, the
Secret Service, I believe, was started after Lincoln.
Yeah.
Not after Lincoln was assassinated, after Lincoln's body was stolen.
Oh, really?
That was was the origin of the Secret Service.
Yeah, I'm going to go Wikipedia
that story.
Yeah. Nothing to do with tonight's episode.
Maybe that'd be a good show. Okay, another favorite part of this episode was the phone call Nucky had to Torrio while Torrio was talking to
Loved it.
Oh, man. Tell me why you loved it.
I loved it because the two little punks were afraid, and he's like, I left you a message. No, I got your message. Again, just a great great writing, great line, great response, loud and clear.
Mm-hmm.
And now I have one of my own, which is, tell you and your two little pissants. So I just love...
They're all
sitting there. I guess I have just such Nucky envy, because in business, I just wish I knew. Like, he just knows. Like, you and your two little pissants, now you're all dead.
Yeah.
Now I forget.
Great line, by the way. But as we know, with history, it's not going to happen. So,
right.
Does he get the call about his girlfriend before or after he places?
That's after.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So he even before he's a man with nothing to lose.
Yeah, I think a thousand bullets whizzing by your head, that gets the adrenaline going.
Yeah.
Yep.
The pissant things come out. Okay. Cool. So let's go on to talk about Margaret before we. Get two out of time here.
Still dressed in red, so hopefully that's not an indication of anything bad in the future. But we see she's clearly turned the tables on Mrs. Rothstein. Mm-hmm. She's back to corporate Margaret, which I love. And she's clearly said, no, this is what you're getting, and that's it. And you have no say. And Rothstein's wife, who's been around long enough, knows, you effing bitch. You know what I mean? You are clearly your husband's wife.
Yeah.
Clearly, and you've taken over this. And I'm not going to bother going any further, because I know from my husband that going to lose. This is all I'm getting. And just gives that little zinger on the way out.
Right.
She was so mad, but I loved it. And then she's not just done there. She turns it on the boss.
You
can go and set us up an account on the Mayflower Green Corporation to show your thanks,
and then start shorting stocks.
Yeah,
which, thumb to Kennedy.
By the way, at least anyone think that Margaret is not that's not justified. This boss was making her take the she didn't. The guy who worked for the company. He was the one withdrawing money on that account, not Margaret.
Oh, yeah.
He gets caught, he kills himself. Guess what? It's that guy. It falls on that guy, and it falls on the company. But it doesn't fall on some secretary.
Mm-hmm.
But, back in the day, it's like, okay, no, we'll throw the woman at the rocks. And, okay, so guess what you get to do now? You're going to set me up an account. I love it. I was like, man, go Margaret.
I know. I think that dinner conversation that she and Nucky had really sort of lit a fire under her of yes, I can act like this, and yes, I'm going to.
Right.
It was great to see.
It was awesome.
Bethany?
I'm just really curious what her trajectory is. I mean, I feel like she's really peaked. She's gotten an education.
That's really scary that you say that, because Mike August has been pointing out that she's always in red. So if you feel like there's nowhere
I just don't know where else she can go. I mean, unless they're going to get back together or something. So I'm just, but I'm happy. I feel like she's...
The final straw might be getting back together briefly and then being offed. And the Nucky we saw tonight who said you and your two little pissants are dead, mm-hmm. that Nucky... With a potential Margaret death, that Nucky could be vanquished. For him to say, "That's it. Too many people I love, too many nice people have perished mm-hmm. by the sword. I'm no longer going to live by the sword anymore. I'm walking away." So, I not a prediction, but a plausible line of thought. And like what you're saying makes a lot of sense, Bethany.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is right. What if that short selling thing? What if that starts funding the Nucky? Thompson, because he just lost, what did he just lose, $110,000? He's out a lot of money.
Yeah. No, his money's running low. He said that. This could be setting him up for something in the future, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
So, anyway, I thought I was great, and now he just took the wind out of my sails, Bethany, because, yeah, you're probably right. That
I'm so sorry. I'm really sorry. But I have... No, let me try to put them
I'd
back in.
Be astute. Because
this episode felt like a lot of pipe. Like, they were laying a lot of information down. Yeah. And so I feel like the next three episodes are just going to be blown out. Like, we're going to get a lot of action. It's going to be a lot of fun. Because what more information do we need?
Right.
I feel like we got so much information this episode.
Yeah. A lot of story progress has been made. What about the Nucky's reaction to the Cuba call? Real quick,
I think the significance of that was, again, your way is not working. Okay, the gangster way, it not only is not working for you, it doesn't just work everywhere. You think that
right.
Guess what? We're in Cuba, so you cannot throw American money. At every single Cuban problem. You're right. In a different place. Your rules don't apply here. And when he says, "What can I do?" You know, to who do I pay? How much is it going to cost me? No one. You're done. End of story. That's a world you don't belong in.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
You don't belong down there.
It was a very instant realization for him that, wow, I just lost this girl who I loved at one point. You know, it's this feeling of helplessness. He goes right to revenge. And he can't have it.
It doesn't work.
Yeah.
So, interesting, right?
Yeah, very interesting.
Yeah.
So we should do, can we do some Mike August?
Yeah,
touches?
Let's do some Mike August. I love that.
Let's see what I have here. One of these days we have to do a drop for this, for the catches of the week.
All right, you swabbies. What do you got there? Oh, it's the AfterBuzz TV catch of the week.
There we go. Thank you, Sir Richard Wentworth. Thank you, Mariski. Okay.
That's great.
Capone said history doesn't repeat, but it does rhyme, which is a quote by Mark Twain. And there was a character tonight named Joe Harper, which happened to be the name of Tom Sawyer's best friend.
Oh.
There we go.
Come on, I gotta love Mike August. Nucky said to Chalky, "Only thing you can do is start again. Perhaps there is subtext for his relationship with Margaret, and I believe subtext for everything. Nucky's story, Nucky can start again. Let's go back to the 1800s where it was just about making a better life for your family. And how we can't start again, and maybe that's what we're going to see with Nucky, episode 8. Mr. Holligan called Nucky Ragged Dick, a book of which shares Boardwalk's story of a guy going from rags to respectability. Chip Rossetti found the book when in Nucky's office in past seasons.
Mike's the man.
He's unbelievable. Nucky was wearing red tie and holding a glass of red wine when the hitman tried to take him out. Maranzano was saying the same things Luciano did about Nucky not being Italian. Dr. Cotton, talking about effects of diseases with Jillian, was interesting as Capone ended up with syphilis in prison and supposedly went insane. No, he definitely went insane.
Mm-hmm.
Eli said his life is a shipwreck, hence another nautical reference to Tally. It's a long list in the series. Also, was amusing seeing Eli chuckling at the idea of Capone going down on tax evasion. So, great job, Mike. Catches
Mike,
the week.
You are the man. That's fantastic.
Predictions?
Should we go right into it?
And now, you're after Buzz TV. Predictions.
Bethany, what's your prediction?
I think Margaret and Nucky are going to get together like one last time, like one last rendezvous, and then it's just going to be blown out completely.
Define rendezvous.
rendezvous, like maybe.
How far into the rendezvous are they?
I think pretty naked into the rendezvous.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah, I think it's and I think he leaves her some money, and so he knows that she's at least taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
And so yeah, I'm gonna stick with my market prediction.
Okay, that's next week.
Yeah, I think.
What else next week?
I think Jillian tries to escape. I'm gonna say that. I'm throwing out some wild cards.
Next week.
Yeah, next week. And I would like Jillian and Chalky to get together. I really would. I'd like this to happen. I'm going like. Yeah.
Wow.
I know. Mm.
Ugh, that is the White Devil. I don't want to see that.
I love her.
I know, but we're coming to an end. I don't want to think of the eternity of Chalky with Jillian.
I think she would take really good care of him.
No.
Better care than Buck.
But she's so damaged, I don't think it's in her. Sorry.
I'm throwing out wild cards here. Like I said, I don't need to be accurate. I'm just taking it. I'm just for fun.
Well, it's not a prediction. It's a desire.
Yes.
Okay.
Then that's better.
Obviously, we're going to see Narcisse and Chalky go toe-to-toe. I don't think Narcisse gets his comeuppance next week, but I think he gets it at some point. I don't know if he's a historical figure. He might. I think he was based on something historical. I don't know. Maybe he doesn't. But I don't think Chalky does. So I don't think anyone dies next week from that place, but I don't think Chalky perishes in the series. What else did we see? It was all cryptic. I mean, it looks like Eli is going to be put on the spot by somebody.
In Capone's.
Yeah, Van Alden. I mean, so.
Yeah. I think they're going to try and get the books, but something's going to go terribly wrong.
Yeah.
And, of course, we're going to see that.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to, and I think we will see, Kevin, what you've been talking about, Capone with the sort of in his prime with the Hollywood guys walking around.
Love.
And, I think there's going to be a Chalky Narcisse standoff, but they're going to come to some joint reasoning that they cannot settle it right there and then.
My friend, you do not have work. Come, stay here. Does it make sense to kill
that's
me?
Good.
Right.
We have just been taken down by the Italians.
I think
we could work really together. Good impressions between that. I want to hear a conversation from you between Narcisse and Van Alden.
Van Alden's hard.
Narcisse is easy.
Anyway. Do you have like any end of the episode? Like end of the season?
Oh boy.
Why, are you coming next week?
I'm
all right,
next
good.
Week,
all
yeah.
right. So okay, we'll save
it.
We'll save it.
Because I'm really excited. I have a theory.
Three
and I'm
more
ready.
To go.
Three more. Very sad. All right. Well, Kevin, where can we find you?
At Undergaro. And I think that's Instagram and
well, you
Twitter.
Did it. You did it.
I had to oxygen maybe for the reality show. Sorry to do that. Go ahead.
I'm at Bethany with an IE.
Cool. And I am at Charlie Behrens on Instagram and Twitter.
And Mariski, where do we find you?
You can follow me on Twitter and on Instagram at Serafini TV.
Thank awesome. You, Mariski.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.